And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. It was a good night on the small school basketball floor last night all across Western Oklahoma. In girls action, Hammond handled Arapahoe Butler 56-21. Canute smacked Sweetwater 72-25. Cheyenne Raiden edged Hydra Weekly 41-32. And the game of the night was Leedy and Sentinel. Lady Bison led much of the second half before the Lady Bulldogs came back to tie it with 14 seconds left.
10 seconds, got to move. Kerlock's going to hand it off to Blake Puff. Blake Puff, round defenders to Laney Castle, misses it. Blake Puff is back! Good job for Blake Puff! Gets the pit back. Castle missed the bump, but Blake Puff right there.
Blake Puffenbarger's tip-in gave Leedy a 46-44 win over the Sentinel Lady Bulldogs. In boys' action, Canute hammered Sweetwater 84-60. Cheyenne Raiden was a 52-44 winner at Hydro Weekly. Sentinel topped Leedy 63-50. And then the Hammond and Arapahoe Butler played a barn burner. Indians missed some free throws down the stretch that allowed Hammond a chance to steal the win at the end.
Hammond with a chance for a last shot right here, if they so choose. Kellen pulls up from the elbow, knocks it down. Huge shot from the freshman. Hammond takes the lead 39-37 with 31 seconds left. Huge shot from Kellen Bullcoming.
That Bullcoming jumper gave the Warriors the lead for good in a 40-37 win at Arapahoe. It was billed as Chet versus Victor. It turned into an OKC coming out party on national TV for a young team that's poised to take off. San Antonio led 48-45 with under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Oklahoma City closed the half on a 13-0 run to lead 58-48 at the break. That run extended all the way to 19-0 in the early stages of the third, and that essentially put the game away in a 123-87 Thunder demolition of the Spurs. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was phenomenal. SGA poured in 28 points in 28 minutes on 10 of 16 shooting. He grabbed 6 rebounds, handed out 5 assists, and had 7 steals. Josh Giddey played his best game of the season with 18 on 7-11 shooting. He also added 7 boards and 7 assists. OKC starters were a plus 120 combined in the plus minus, while San Antonio's starting 5 recorded a minus 136. Thunder improved to 7-4. They've got back-to-back in San Francisco against the Warriors Thursday and Saturday, and then a Sunday game at Portland. The third installment of the college football playoff rankings were released last night, and there's a change at the top. After the first 2 weeks being stagnant in the top 8, Georgia is now the number 1 team in the rankings after obliterating then number 9 Ole Miss 52-17 on Saturday. Ohio State falls to 2, Michigan's 3rd, Florida State's 4th, Washington 5, Oregon 6, Texas 7, Alabama 8, Missouri jumps to 9, Louisville's 10, Oklahoma climbed 3 spots to number 14, Kansas State's 21, Oklahoma State 23, and Kansas 25th. This week has a couple more matchups of top 25 teams. Number 22 Utah is at number 17 Arizona. Number 1 Georgia travels to Knoxville to face number 18 Tennessee. Battle for the Sunflower States in Lawrence this year between number 21 K-State and number 25 KU. The game of the week's in Corvallis, Oregon. It's number 5 Washington at number 11 Oregon State. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.